You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
One of my favorite stories is about a class reunion. And after 50 years, the group gathered together, and one man who hadn't seen his high school classmate for 50 years was invited by him to take a visit out to all his property, to show him all that he owned. And so he took him out to his ranch and took him up to a hillside and showed him 60,000 acres. He said, "All this out here is mine, probably worth $20,000 an acre." Well, his classmate was quite impressed, but he gave it some thought. He said, "You know, it's interesting. You have 60,000 acres, but in the end, all you'll really be able to use is 6 feet. It reminds us of what Jesus reminds us of today's gospel, and all the scriptures remind us, not to be focused upon storing up for ourselves an earthly treasure, but rather a heavenly one. For the book of Ecclesiastes, we read today, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." I brought a popular childhood toy. They make them a little different now than they did when I was a little boy, but I'll see if I can make this work. If not, I may have to have one of the children come up and show me how to make it work. I'm sure we've all, probably at one time or another, played with bubbles. Try it again. Children like bubbles, and we all sort of like bubbles. People used to watch Lawrence Welk because of his music and all of his bubbles. But the bubbles, lovely to look at, something to attract our attention, but they're very fleeting. They don't last very long. Sort of a reminder to us of all the attractive things that we see on this earth that we want to have. But Jesus says they're very fleeting. Don't get attached to them. Don't be deceived by bubbles. They're not going to last. We are to store up for ourselves a heavenly treasure. And Pope Francis reminds us of this all the time by his lifestyle, living out those words that have been attributed to Mother Teresa of Calcutta, soon to be Saint Teresa of Calcutta: live simply so that others might simply live. That we know that we need things in this life, but it's important to remember that all the stuff we have, all the money we have, it all belongs to God. It's not ours. We are simply the caretakers of what we have. And that's why stewardship is so important to us in the church, that we are to be good stewards of what God has entrusted to us. And we show our gratitude to God by returning the first portion of what we have to God as a way of acknowledging that it all in the end belongs to God. As I like to say often, because I need to hear it often, the only things that we can take with us in this life are the things we have given away. We live in a consumerist culture. We're always being told all the time, you need this, you need this, you need this to be happy, to find joy in life. But again, we know all those things are fleeting, just like the bubbles. The only thing that brings us genuine joy is when we put God first in our lives. And that's what stewardship is all about, a way of life that always puts God first. Stewardship is what we do with what we have because of what we believe. And we believe that it all comes from God and belongs to God. Sometimes we read the scriptures, as I was reflecting upon these scriptures, they kind of hit us right between the eyes. That's the way it was for me this weekend. As you have noticed in the bulletin, we'll be starting our capital campaign for a new Catholic Education Activity Center after our Parish Labor Day picnic. But before the public phase of the campaign begins, we're going to have what we call a quiet phase, where the leadership of the parish will be invited to make their commitment. And so, as the leader of the parish, I think it's my responsibility to be the first to step forward. And so, this past Thursday, I received my letter of intent and was given it some thought, and I thought, my first thought was, I've been making payments for 11 years on this new church. I'll just keep making those same payments for the next 7 years, for our next campaign. And I realized God was calling me to not let myself off easy, to make a greater sacrifice, because we need more money for our next building project, and we want to do it in 7 years and not take 11 years to make it happen. So I think God, with these scriptures, is calling me to make some sacrifices here. So maybe I won't get that condo on the Florida beach when I retire. As you know, retirement is hardly in the vocabulary of most priests today. And again, there's no way I would ever have a condo on the beach in Florida. But I think, well, maybe I should be putting some money aside for my retirement. But who knows? 7 years from now, I may not even be here, or I might be retired, or I might still be here as pastor. You never know what God has in store. As I tell people, they ask me, are you going to retire? When are you going to retire? I said, God hasn't told me yet. I don't know. It's in God's hands. We don't know what tomorrow holds. And so I just felt God was calling me that I need to really take these words of the scriptures today to heart and increase my monthly pledge. Again, I still have 3 or 4 more pledge payments to make on the new church project, but that's how I do it, a little each month. And so, again, I just want to assure you that when you're asked to make a commitment, a financial commitment, to our new Catholic Education Activity Center, you'll be asked by someone who has already made a commitment. And so again, I feel it's my responsibility to step up first, and so try to make a sacrificial gift that hopefully will help me to keep my life in order, to live simply, so that others might simply live. Again, we are all wealthy people when measured against a people in any other country in our world. And so we are all richly blessed. And I know that me more than many others, I have a place to live, I have food on the table every day, I don't have to worry about sending kids to college, I don't have to worry about leaving money in my inheritance to my kids, I don't have house payments to make. So again, God has been good to me, and I think for all of us, the best way to show our gratitude for God's goodness and generosity is to share abundantly what God has blessed us with. Again, this is a message that Pope Francis has inspired me as he exemplifies this call of today's scriptures. And so let us all continue to seek to store up for ourselves not an earthly treasure that will fade away, that is fleeting, but rather a heavenly treasure that will last forever. When we practice that kind of stewardship, always putting God first in our lives, then we are proclaiming by our lives to all the world that God is good all the time. All the time. Thank you. And yes, we will clean up the mess here. One of the altar servers will.